Declan Bonner as a manager for the first time as a winner at Ulster level with Donegal.
Yeah, it's a great record that he has. I mean, I was involved myself in 1998 when Derry beat us, you know. And so, but it's the amount of work that he's done with this team since the start of the year. You know, I mean, the league, I suppose, you know, maybe a lot of people were concerned with the league, but I think they knew exactly where they were going. As I said, they were building towards the championship. Gavin at home was always his big game, but I mean, to win all games so comprehensively. You know, I see Michael Murphy here coming over to Rory Garra. There'll be a lot of respect in Donegal for the Donegal team for Rory Garra, because I mean, he has been involved in a lot of our big days. But I mean, this is a fabulous day for Donegal. I mean, to see people like Michael Murphy going up to collect the trophy for the fourth time, it's absolutely brilliant. You know, to be so comprehensive as well, as you see, you know, the two goals, the second goal in particular, finished the game off. But you know, it was just the professional, the way that Donegal went about their business. It was just, you know, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, fantastic performance by Donegal. 2-18 to 12 points was the final score as the celebrations start here in Clonus, and we can see the golden green jerseys making their way on to the pitch here in Clonus for the celebrations. The shirts already have the barriers out to let the team in, but it's been a great day for Donegal football once again. They've lifted the Ulster title for the first time since 2014, and Michael Murphy is going to climb the steps of Clonus, where he's going to lift that Anglo-Celt Cup once again. Celebrations and joyous scenes from the Donegal supporters. And James, if we reflect back to the start of the year, nobody was giving Donegal much chance of reaching the Super 8s, and now Donegal are going to the Super 8s as Ulster champions.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, the straight route, just what we really wanted. But I mean, Oisin, in fairness, when we looked at the draw, I mean, there was no game that we felt, you know, we always felt from the beginning that Cavan, regardless of how our league performance went, I know they got promotion, we got relegation, regardless of how our league performance was, that there was still a winnable game, winnable game in Balbuffet. I suppose what we probably, most people in Ulster were looking to was either it was going to be a Donegal Tyrone or Donegal Monaghan Ulster final. You know, albeit, I mean, you know, I suppose Monaghan caused the first upset when they beat Tyrone at home, and then the second, I mean, massive upset of the year was for Manor beating Monaghan was the massive upset, because I mean, if Donegal had been playing Monaghan here today, it would have been probably even Stevens. A lot of people would have been fancying Monaghan. But it just goes to show you, Oisin, maybe there's been too much emphasis on from a lot of teams put on the league. You know, I mean, we finished up getting relegated. I know there's a lot of games that we lost, but I mean, how big of a concern was it getting relegated when you see what happened here today, what has happened since then? You know, maybe some teams, or maybe down through the years, we've been taking the league or putting too much emphasis on the league, or some teams have taken the league too seriously. I mean, you're talking now at the minute about a team that's in the second division who are, like, at the minute before today's game, like, were four favourites for Sam. You know, the bookies a lot of times don't get the things wrong. You know, you had Dublin, Kerry, Galway, and fourth was Donegal. I mean, that was before today. So, I mean, they're putting up big scores. I think, you know, as I say, I thought from all along, you know, that the Super 8s really will suit a team like Donegal. And, you know, even when I came off the bench today, when you look at, just say, from an experience point of view, you know, Anthony Thompson and Mark McHugh, there's very few managers can pull players like that off the bench. You know, younger fellas. And then you had Keane Mulligan and you know, a lot of different players. I mean, a lot of these players
that have been introduced by Declan. Declan's worked with them at minor level and at under 21, and they're turning out to be a revelation now, because a lot of them are playing their first year in senior championship football, and they've stepped up. So they haven't shied away of the questions that were asked of them. James,
no, certainly not, actually. But I mean, like, a lot of them at the minute, you know, what we're talking about, you know, they have minor and under 21 and senior championship medals, which is, I mean, years ago, if we'd appear that at some sort of that, I mean, these are some of the lads that are 21 and 22 years, you know, Michael Langan and the like, Kieran Thompson, you know, the Keane Mulligan, them type of players, Stephen McBurkey, you know, that type of stuff, one, you know, at that age. So yeah, the future, as I say, even, you know, today is absolutely brilliant, but I mean, the future looks good. I'm looking forward to the Super 8s. I thought all along that, even say this last number of years, I thought the Super 8s, Donegal, seemingly there's something different about them when they maybe head to Croke Park and that. I think the Super 8s, Donegal is a team, I think all along, that the Super 8s will suit, because it's our type, maybe our style of play, even our minors a few years ago when we went to Croke Park, the Super 8, you know, it seems to be, we seem to be able to mix it. You know, I would have no serious fear of any team, as I say. Yeah. We have a real good mix there.
Yeah. Talking about that mix, Patrick McBurkey, Michael Murphy, two of the big names in this Donegal side. Is the pressure off them players more now, given the quality that Declan has brought in? And maybe at times there was too many questions being asked of Michael Murphy, and there was too much pressure that was put on him over this last couple of years. And now maybe has that eased given with the squad that's there.
Well, I mean, actually, to be fair, when you have a player like Michael Murphy, we, you know, we're all going to put pressure on him. It's, as I say, he's once in a lifetime type of player. You know, I can't speak highly enough of him from what I would have seen of him maybe at club level running, though he's an exceptional player. You know, he's really reaping the rewards here today, lifting his fourth cup. But I mean, to say that maybe we're expecting too much of him, I suppose probably that's the standard that Michael Murphy has set. But I mean, I was very, very impressed today. Like, old man, particularly Beggs, man, I thought was very good, big shot today. Paddy McGrath back to where he was a few years ago.
Yeah, we're just watching down below us the Donegal team making their way up to the steps. They've been called up to the presentation area. We're here in the press area, and if you want to hop over to Highland Radio News and Sport on Facebook, we're live at the moment watching the celebrations down below us. We see Ryan McHugh there down in we could call it the winner's enclosure, and Ryan again putting in a big shift for Donegal, getting one of the goals again. One of the go-to men is Ryan McHugh, and yes, he took a bit of a knock in the early part of the year, but certainly in Championship, back to fine form, James.
And it is, back. He's very good today. I mean, he was very influential, you know. I mean, the two big scores, we have to say, with the two goals. And I mean, he gave the final ball to Owen Mann, and the second goal was a very good individual goal. He's just, you know, he's one of them type of players, you know, with the like of the Murphys, you say, I can't keep them through the high quality of the player that we have. I mean, Ryan really has kind of, you know, every year this last few years, like, he's raised the bar, as do more so as Michael Murphy, Patrick McBurty, you know, a lot of them. But to say, some of the younger fellas, would have to say as well, put a big shift today, Oshin.
Yeah, the presentations are going to take place now with the Donegal team going to make their way to the steps. What we'll try and do is just bring you some of the speeches, maybe in the celebrations here in Clonus. I'm just looking down below me at the players with smiles on their faces. Some of these are winning an Ulster title for the first time, some are winning for a fourth. Owen Van Gallagher has been another one of these players that has been a revelation for Donegal this year, and moving forward very, very impressively with the ball and getting the end results, and he got himself a goal and a point today to add to his Ulster Championship tally, and he's really been one of the standout players in the Championship, James.
Yeah, he certainly has, Oshin. But I mean, all he's really doing is continuing on his league form. You know, whenever the worst days that we had this year during the league, Owen Bann was surging forward, you know, and we even see Galway and Letterkenny and every match he played in this year. But he's another player, he's another player as well. That's just, you know, minor under 21 senior medals here tonight, which is, you know, which is a big thing. He can only do his confidence good. Like, he's heading on, say, to Croke Park. Hopefully the next game will probably be Dublin and Croke Park. I mean, there are a lot of them players down there, Oshin, are heading into that with very good, you know, very good place, very confidence wise and everything else wise, after a very comprehensive Ulster Championship.
Yeah, and the celebration today. Frank McGlynn's another man has got himself a fourth, and some might have said maybe a couple of years ago that Frank's time was done with Donegal football, but he was back, and I suppose Frank's carrying the ball as impressively as ever, as he done particularly in 2011 and 2012, and he's got his hands and his head down there, and he's looking up, and he knows that this is special, and Frank McGlynn maybe at one stage thought he mightn't get his hands on it again, but he's going to hold Anglos up very, very soon.
Yes, well, Frank, he's just continued on. He's really continued on from where he was in 2012. I would say this is probably one of his better championships. Leo McLoone is another player too. Maybe came in, you know, this year. Leo McLoone had a very, very good championship. Again, no more so than I was talking about Hugh McFadden. Leo's a fellow that does a lot of the unsung work, you know, where they're not on the end of moves, but they're back, recovering players back. Like, that's what they say. There's a very good blend at the man. He has, you know, he has workers. The Hugh McFadden is a player. Hugh's another man is a very, very good championship.